Workers working for Beijing access to payroll system used by the Ministry of Defence. There'll be a statement in the Commons later, although the country's not expected to be accused directly. But China's Foreign Affairs spokesperson Lin Yan's given this reaction.
Remarks from UK politicians are absurd. China firmly opposes and fights all forms of cyber attacks. We also firmly reject using the cybersecurity issue politically to smear and vilify other countries.
Vladimir Putin's been sworn in for a fifth term as Russia's president. He's already the longest-serving Kremlin leader since Joseph Stalin. The flow of aid from Egypt into Gaza appears to have been stopped as Israel's military takes control of the crossing. It's stepping up action in the southern city of Rafah, telling civilians to leave, despite Hamas saying it would accept a ceasefire deal. A man's been charged with organising cross-channel small boat crossings. Iranian national Aman Hassan Zadeh from Preston was arrested by the National Crime Agency in connection with two crossings from France last year. The General Secretary of the Union, behind 2 years of train strikes, says walkouts will continue until drivers get the pay deal they want. Across the next 3 days, ASLEF members working for most operators will stage industrial action affecting commuter routes. Mick Whelan says he's optimistic the dispute with the rail delivery group can be resolved.
It's been 22 months. The other side have behaved in total bad faith every time that we have gone round the table with them, but our willingness to return to the table is still there. And we had a soft approach last week to have talks about talks, and we said that we're willing to do so. So there is always some hope.
A singer drafted in to replace Olly Murtagh to take that gig in Glasgow says he initially thought the offer was a joke. Daniel Rooney was spotted playing in a hotel opposite the venue. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Daisy. It's just come out to 11.02 on Phoenix FM. We'll get the weather in a while. Let's play a little bit of Fairground Attraction. This is the classic called Perfect. And I'm going to be speaking to the wonderful Eddie Reader and also to Mark Nevin in the next couple of minutes, and talking about the tour and the brand new release they've got coming out as well, which I can't wait to play at the end of the interview.
I don't want half-hearted love affairs. I need someone who really cares. Life is too short to play silly games. I've promised myself I won't do that again. It's got to be mistakes. They're much too eager to give their love away. Well, I have been foolish too many times. Now I'm determined I'm gonna get it right. It's got to be
to I'm gonna get it right. It's got to be perfect. It's got to be worth it. Yeah. Too many people take second best, but I won't take anything less. It's got to be.
You've got to know that song. That is, I had to play the whole song all the way through because it is such a classic. And I'm joined by Eddie Reader, MBE, singer-songwriter, double Brit winner with Fairground Attraction. She's got a brand new single from a forthcoming album and a tour. And she's here with Mark Nevin as well from the band. So good morning to you guys. How are you?
Hello.
I had to play that song all the way through, and we're going to talk about it in a while. So let's go back in time. Do you both remember the first song that sung to you as a child? So the song that you went, oh, actually, I'd love to be, I think I want to get into music.
I don't think it works like that, but certainly there were songs in our youth. What was the first song you remember, Mark? Do you remember?
Well, I just remember Danny Boy just being almost kind of continually on a loop in our house from the moment I was born.
I remember The Wonder of You being on a loop in ours. Oh, da, da, da. But we used to play it with the windows open to annoy everybody, or share our joy with the world, share the Elvis joy.
Are you both from musical families, or are you the only musicians in your families?
Well, there's appreciators. I mean, I think appreciating music is a lot of people. Sometimes you meet people and they go, "Oh, I don't like music," and I always think there's a problem.
Yeah. What about
you? Well, your mum's a singer, Eddie, isn't she? Your mum's a singer.
Yeah, my mum sings. My mum sings. We all sing. Auntie Mary's song, Uncle Frank's song, everybody's song. It was like, that's what you did. And there was a currency in it, you know. Oh, she's a good singer. Oh, have you heard them singing? Oh, they're great. You know, it was all that.
So when did you first actually get up on stage, both of you? Was it sort of with bands, or was it just, you know, down the local club?
I played the Angel Gabriel in the Nativity at school. I remember that, because I remember having the words written on my hand and everyone laughing because they thought it was because I obviously didn't remember the script.
Aww.
But that's probably the first time.
And what about yourself, Eddie?
Well, just getting allowed to sing in front of the family was a big deal. And then I used to answer adverts when I was about 14. I had a guitar for a couple of years by that time, and I used to answer adverts for singers in the paper on a Thursday. There'd be the unemployment section, but the employment thing, and there'd be a musician's wanted bit, and I'd singer wanted for a what's it called? One of those charity. People that go around old folks' homes and sing. So I'd sing Judy Garland songs, and then I also applied for the Glasgow 800. There was the 800th anniversary of the Glasgow being a borough, and I got up and I sung Pennies from Heaven and April Showers. That was my thing.
And you got a big round of applause for that as well.
All I know is all my family were in the back of Uncle Dick's big transit van on two planks of wood rolling about the back.
So how did the original band Fairground Attraction get together? Were you in bands before that separately, and did you sort of did you audition, or did you just put the band together yourselves? How did it work?
Well, I met Eddie when we had I had a band, and the backing singers were the two girls who sang on the Buggles song Video Killed the Radio Star. But yeah. Unfortunately we played at this very rough pub where the bouncers, for some reason I've never quite fathomed, decided to attack the band. And so the girls, we were all wounded, and the girls said, "I don't want to be in this band anymore," which is quite understandable, nor did I really. But unfortunately, we had a gig the following Monday in Walthamstow, and I needed another singer. So I spoke to my friend Anthony, who was a sax player in an up-and-coming band called the Water Boys. And I said, do you know any singers? He goes, I know this girl called Eddie. So Eddie came over, and that's when we met, and she got in the van, and we kind of like went through the songs and did all Stop in the Name of Love and these Motown covers. And that's how we first met. And then, you know, over the years that followed that, we kind of did bits and pieces together until eventually we became Fairground Attraction.
And how do you put songs together? Did you have like a book? I was talking to a singer yesterday, has a lyric book, which I thought was quite good. But do you just get ideas come through for lyrics, or do you, you know, put something down on guitar, or how does it work, Mark? Are you sort of collaborating? How do you get stuff together?
Well, I write the songs, you know, and I tend to, most of them, and, you know, I'm just walking down a road and anything, someone will say something, a little thing, like for instance, on the new single, What's Wrong with the World, I had this thought, I heard a story and I had the thought in my head, well, you can change the mirror, but not the reflection. And I thought, well, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. And so that became a song, and that's the way it happens, really. All these things are floating around in the air. And I just sort of seem to spot them and grab them, you know.
Mark's a very good constructor. Hmm. Of you'll get an idea and you'll spend time constructing. Whereas in my world, I'm a singer first, and so I tend to sit with a guitar and I'll work for other things that I do. I tend to just go with whatever. The noises in my head musically might be a D with a D suspended, and then that I'll mumble into an emotion, and an emotion will then inform me. But when I'm meeting a song, which is what I do with Mark's songs, I can feel me in them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'd recognize, like Mark wrote What's Wrong with the World, so you hear it and you go, oh my God, it's like looking at a dress in a shop with all the glitter around it, and you're like, oh, there it is, you know, the love of my life.
that suits me.
I've asked a lot of musicians this question. Do you ever feel with some songs that they seem to be gifted from the universe? They come through so quickly that they feel like they've come through from somewhere else. It doesn't happen with every song, it's just certain songs. Do you ever get that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'd say that they're all gifted, you know, that as a songwriter's job, a musician's job is to be a receiver. And you know, that's what we do. And the biggest mistake you can make is start to believe that it's something to do with you. And that's when you get problems, and you get that with the sort of typical situation we hear about is the difficult second album. I think what makes it difficult often is the fact that the band has started to release that there's somebody important. And then they cease to be receivers, and they go, oh, I can't write anymore. That's because you think it's you, and it's never you. It's always, comes from upstairs, and you just got to be grateful for it.
Yeah. What about
there's a skill in making sure you don't put up blocks to what you're receiving, and it's difficult in this world because it's TV, it's the phone, it's the life that's happening around you. So I've noticed that with Mark, with you, and with my husband John, it's that you nurture that part of you that blocks out what's going on and you're generous enough to give yourself that space to work on these things that come through. So that's a skill as well. That's a big skill, I think.
I just wanted to talk about Perfect, because a lot of bands release their original music and they've got their fans and they buy them. But when you write a song, which is a classic, and it is a classic because every age group knows it, if you put it on, everybody can sing the chorus, and it is a massive, massive song. How did that come about? And did you actually know at the time that you wrote it, you went, ah, this is something, we're getting a little bit of a tingle here, this feels like it's going to be absolutely massive, or did you have no idea?
Well, it came about years ago. I was living in a bedsit in Cricklewood, in a really grotty bedsit, very damp, and I had a girlfriend who I became increasingly less impressed with. And I thought, no, this is not right. I've got to get it right next time. So I wrote the verse, you know, the first verses. I don't want half-hearted love affairs and all that. And the song was sort of almost a sort of reggae song, really. And I didn't have the chorus. And then about a year later, I was in Akron, Ohio, and I had another girlfriend who also was not living up to my high and exacting standards.
Bloody Kate Moss.
Anyway, so I said, no, you have to go as well. At which point I burst in, sitting on a bed in this flat in Akron, burst into the chorus, it's got to be. And so I brought this song back to England, and when I got home, I wrote the song Fairground Attraction. And so, in a way, in a very short period of time, the name of the band from that Fairground Attraction song and The Perfect was there. And, you know, when a song would go round and round, it was very, that catchy, it was so catchy, it was in my head, it was like a lot of irritation in my head, this chorus, and then when Eddie got hold of it, it just suddenly went, wow, this voice is, this thing. Eddie's voice is always so amazing, she makes everything sound like 10 times better than it's already. And then when we played it for the first time, we'd only sort of just ran through it so briefly, we barely knew it, really, and we played our first ever gig as Fairground Attraction in a place called the Duke of Wellington in Balls Ponds Road in Islington. And Roy, our drummer, that was the first time he ever played with us. And we got to the end of our short set and we thought, we need another song. And we said, let's try that one. And we did Perfect. And they just went mad. And they all started singing it by the third verse. And we thought, hold on, is this an old song?
Yeah.
They seemed to know it. And the rest is history, you know.
God, I was too nervous to remember. I can't remember. I remember that we played those places, but you've got a great memory for the name of the pub and, oh, my God, and what they were thinking, what they did. Jeez. I had my eyes shut and I was going forward, jumping off the cliff.
Well, Eddie's so present, you see. That's the difference between us, but also the sort of strength is the contrast between the way we are. She's so present. There's an advert in Scotland that you can see on the internet of her singing. What's that supermarket?
You could be saving money when you buy, so give it a try.
There's this video, like an advert of Eddie singing that when she's about 16 or something. She's like, wow, she's like the supermarket's dream advertiser, because she's so committed to this song. And so in it, yeah.
It's a strange thing, though, because you don't really know. It's like, you know, if you love sewing or you love, like, painting, you can't, you're just in it and you're lost in it and you're not really aware that you're committed to it. You're just in it. I don't know.
Exactly. You're so present and spontaneous, and that's your strength. And I'm sort of like the opposite in a way. I'm sort of like, I consider everything, I think things through
for
ages, and I plan, and I have a huge sort of vision of everything. Mm. But it's the difference between us that gives us that kind of the best of both worlds, you know.
I was going to say, because you would you have been on Top of the Pops, which was the big, big show back in the day. What was that? Because I heard that it was a little bit kind of, they rung you up and said, you're going to be on it this weekend and you'd have to get your own, like, fashion. You'd have to get your own hair and make, you know, it was no kind of things they have now where everybody's got their entourage. You just basically get the phone call and turn up.
Well, that was part of the beauty of it, because you know, if you look at those old things, everyone looks mad. Everyone looks like they've been to Oxfam. That's because they have.
I definitely haven't been to Oxfam. I went to Oxfam and then I got plastic flowers off somewhere and shoved them on my dress. Yeah.
Good happy memories. Now, you've got your brand new release, which is out on the 10th of May, What's Wrong With The World. We're going to play at the end of the interview as well. And also, you're on tour at the moment, aren't you? You're going round on tour. I think you've just been, you've been doing some, is it, have you been to Ireland or is it Glasgow you've just been doing?
No, we're going to be doing a tour at the end of September then we release an album. And then through October, the first 2-3 weeks of October. So it's kind of, we haven't done it yet, and we're going to Japan at the end of June. So we're kind of excited about the prospect of doing live work again together.
Yeah.
So we haven't done that yet, but we're going to be. Yeah.
So the whole album, is it still being worked on? Are you still tweaking it, or are you still putting the songs together?
We're mixing now, so we've got a kind of like 5 or 6 and fully mixed, and they sound absolutely fantastic, and we are doing it every day, working very hard every day to get it sounded fantastic, and we're delighted with what we've got so far.
Excellent. Now, I just have to say that Julia and Spencer, the two different people, not the same person, they said that they saw you at the Mean Fiddler, they had to say, Eddie, and Patience of Angels. A few people have said that's one of their favourite tracks, just wanted you to know that. In fact, Spencer's focused on the time.
I mean, you can only be in this world and give out what you get, and hopefully by the giving it, you get back. So that was a nice one. Certainly, I'm excited to be singing Perfect and Moon on the Rain and Fairground Attraction itself, the song. I mean, we did Find My Love and Claire. Some people say to me, oh, you only had that one hit. And I go, no. Well, we did have a big hit with Perfect, but we also had Claire, Smile in a Whisper, Find My Love. And I always say to people, if they're a bit disparaging, you know how some people get a little bit sphinctered about their about other people being successful. So they used to say, oh, you only had one hit. And I'll go, yeah, but it was in 27 different countries.
Yeah, and it's still going 35 years later.
Yeah, which is incredible. So you love the whole experience, like getting up on stage, and you still, I mean, some people like the recording so much and they don't like doing the touring bit, but you guys both love to be up on stage. Is that where you feel happiest?
Yeah, I mean, Eddie's more of a live performer than I am. We both enjoy it. I mean, particularly with Fairground Attraction, we're so delighted to be doing this again after such a long, long break. We didn't. It looked like it would never happen, and so it's like an incredible surprise.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing to do to acknowledge that beautiful moment in time, but also to bring it into the now. Mm. And today we are who we are. And just want to say to everybody, hope you're all right. Hope you survived the 90s, and here we are. And
yeah, absolutely. Now, you can find out more if you go along and have a look at the website, which we will leave up at the end. It's been lovely to talk to you. I could talk to you all day. I'm definitely going to come and see you when you're touring, because you're a fantastic band. And I know, I can see by the chemistry between just the two of you, it's going to be really, really good. And you've already mentioned What's Wrong with the World, which is the next track that you've got coming out, well, the first track coming out. And you said it's about a mirror. You said it's about a mirror is the way that you saw the song. Is that right?
Well, what happened, I heard a story of, you know, these sort of stories you hear every now and again about some person who reconnects with somebody, like their first girlfriend on Facebook, and abandon their family to go off with them, and you think, what a fool. I heard a story like that, and I had the thought, you know, you can change the mirror but not the reflection. Mm. And so that's where the sort of idea of the song formed. And so it's about that, you know, being honest with yourself and growing up. And it also contains the line, you know, I come face to face with my imperfection. So I thought it was a nice sort of nod to Perfect after all this time. And as we hopefully have grown up a little bit since then. And all of us have to come face to face with our imperfection at some point. And that's the joy of being a human being.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just have to say, a few people have said the word sphinctered, which is what Eddie said earlier, is now going into their libraries. There's a few people really laughing about that one. I think that's a really good saying, which I'm going to keep. It's been amazing to talk to you both. Fantastic talent. And we're going to play your song now, which is What's Wrong with the World, which is going to be out in, it's on the, what date was it again? I've lost my bit of paper here.
You said May the 10th, I think you
May
said.
May the 10th, isn't it? 10th of May. There we go, Michelle. Get it right. Lovely to talk to you guys.
We're on tour on, is it 28th of October, of September.
And if you take a look at if you go to the website, we will put all the details up. You'll be able to find out how to get a copy of the track, because it will be across on all Spotify and Apple Music, etc. And there might be, are you doing physical copies?
Not of the single, but we will have the album. We'll be on vinyl on September the 20th. The album's going to be called Beautiful Happening.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And make sure
come to the gigs and join in with the Beautiful Happening and sing. Get your lungs open and sing.
Lovely. Lovely to talk to you both. Have a great day. Thank you.
Okay.
Cheers.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 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 Take care.
Thanks, Mark. I'll see you next time. Okay.
Some people run to the arms of another, and when the damage is done, that's when they discover it was they that were duped by their deception. 'Cause you can change the mirror, but not the reflection. Some people lie and then call it a reason, like their excuse justifies what is nothing but treason. Too much they protest, but upon introspection, they change the mirror, but not the reflection. What's wrong with the world? What's wrong with the world? What could it be? What's wrong with the world? What's wrong with the world? Maybe it's me. Yes, sometimes it's true. I hide in the shadows and do what I must do. Change the mirror, but not the reflection.
Ground Attraction, What's Wrong with the World. She's got a great voice, doesn't she? Great, powerful voice. I love it. That's a fabulous song. And coming out at the end of the year is going to be a brand new Fairground Attraction album as well. So something to look forward to. Always remember, support live music. If you like music, go and like the Facebook pages, go and like the Instagram, and, you know, download a song. Always good if you buy music. You know, try and buy your music. And it's a strange thought because of what Spotify and Apple have done to the world, but it's always good to be able to do that. If you buy a coffee, right, £3, gosh, you can buy 3 songs for that. Yeah, make a musician happy day. That's what I say. 11:29. I've got loads of lovely comments coming in. You really enjoyed that interview. You really did enjoy. You enjoyed that interview, especially the word that Eddie said earlier. But yeah, you really enjoyed that. And yeah, fancy writing a classic like Perfect. I mean, how amazing. Most musicians, when you write a song, you think, oh, I'd love to get a classic. But they say it's over 37 years ago. Is it what they said? It can't be that long ago, surely. 27 countries. Yeah, exactly. You tell them, I've had a hit in 27 countries. What have you done? Nothing. Right, 11:30, let's play some more music, and then I'm going to be back with some more chats. And I've still got that, roof of my mouth is still sore, you know, from burning it on baked beans this morning. Here is Beyonce.
The Saint is us.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold 'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! Huh. There's a tornado.
Surviving.
A red cup, kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left, then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas.
Shoot.
is Emma Bunton. That album, by the way, from Emma Bunton, which was out about 20 years ago, I always mention it. Go and try and get yourself a copy of it, because production-wise, it is phenomenal. I remember listening to it, and I don't know why. I think this song, actually, I mean, that's a really good, catchy song. And then I actually listened to the album, and the album is absolutely brilliant. A bit like the Spice Girls. Now, people were not the Spice Girls. And, you know, it was over 20-odd years ago now that they were together. But their albums are brilliant. They sound, all their songs sound like the best kind of, I don't know, classic disco pop songs, but not, you know, they've got a little, whoever, I mean, they've got, and also the girls got writing credits, so, you know, good on them, because if they hadn't have done, you know, they wouldn't be as wealthy as they are today. Mel C's still doing loads of stuff. I mean, they're all doing stuff. I mean, Mel C is doing DJ, and I keep seeing videos of her coming up. She looks incredible. I think she can still do a backflip. She looks fantastic. Emma is still doing things. Jerry, I'm not too sure. She's kind of a bit of a housewife, and, you know, I'm sure she does more than that, actually, but, you know, she's sort of family orientated. Mel B is always on chat shows and stuff, and obviously Victoria Beckham. I like that thing when they did the documentary a little while ago, where she was going, oh yeah, so she's get picked up from school, and then David goes, yeah, but you just get picked up in a Rolls Royce. I just started laughing. But yeah, I would I go and see him? I don't know. I might do. I might feel I'm a bit old for that, really. La 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 la. Yeah, of course I'm not. I'd be straight down the front. I'd have to be, because I'm only 5'1", otherwise I can't see anything. Right now, I've got loads. I've done this question of the day, which is about injuring yourself. What have you done? Because I had baked beans this morning. I burnt the top of my mouth, and the skin has come away. What a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. So I want to know what have you done to injure yourself lately? We'll have some of your replies. You lot are so funny. Thank you for getting involved. And it seems to work a lot better. I put the question of the day separately, and then I put what's coming up on the show on another post. And it works better, because people only really kind of just read the first bit. And if they read there's a question, a lot of the times they'll answer it. I still think the best way to injure yourself is to bite your own finger while you're eating a sandwich, which is what Mel did. And I know I've done it myself, and I know it was my pointy finger, and I bit it quite high up. And do you know what? You don't half chomp. You don't realise how hard you actually bite into stuff until you actually bite yourself by accident. I know, it's unusual, isn't it?
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look on the roads. There was problems earlier on the M25 going up towards the Dartford Bridge, and there was an incident on the bridge which meant it was shut. So let's have a little look. Still ongoing. The bridge is open by the looks of it, but the still severe delays. They're saying about 12 minutes at the moment, 20 mile an hour speed restrictions, but there does seem to be a bit of traffic there. Yeah, probably about 10 minutes now, getting down from Brook Street roundabout. And once you're on the M25, that's getting down to Lakeside, so still a bit of a delay. All the roads around, which were around Aveley, Purfleet, Stifford, all that has now cleared, but there was a massive problem earlier. And also coming down, delays of about 5 minutes. They're coming down to the Brook Street roundabout from Watton's Green. Just might be sheer weight of traffic. Very busy around Wilson's Corner. Roadworks, temporary traffic lights on Long Ridings Avenue at Woodland Avenue, and also at Byron Road around Kingsley Road. You've also got no through traffic on King George's Road, both ways between Balmoral Road and Elizabeth Road. Billericay, you've got road closed due to Gasmo Merkel, Norsey Road, both ways between Crown Road and the B1007, that's the High Street. A12 is running nicely, quite busy in the centre of town at the moment. A road closed for construction on the A1099 Highbridge Road, both ways from Navigation Road, Bond Street roundabout to Springfield. More traffic and travel coming up in the next hour. I think we should have some more new music. I think we should. I should have lined it up, but I never do. I should have lined it up, but I always forget. That's my little song for the day. What a terrible voice was that? It's not even my proper voice. Just singing with not a voice of an angel today. Talking about a voice of an angel, I did actually speak to Blue Scar and Amy Britannia last week, and really good interview it is too, if you want to check it out. They're getting played everywhere at the moment. This track is doing really well for them, so congratulations. So this is Blue Scar and Amy Britannia with In Your Power.
In your power, Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Candu if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Phoenix FM. The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Singing along to that. And if you want to hear some great music tonight as well, Sin City with Rob Harvey is one of our best shows here on Phoenix FM, and you can check it out.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, and before I say it is the best show, it is one of the best shows. We have lots of bestest shows. In fact, all of them are. We've got an absolutely amazing array of presenters on Phoenix FM, and I think better than any local radio station in Essex. We're definitely on par with BBC Essex and the stations across the UK. We've got a great team of people bringing you fantastic shows. And if you might listen to my show and not heard others, or maybe you're just tuning in or you can't stand me, go and have a look, because there's plenty more presenters, about another 38 of us here on the station.
Welcome to Synth City, every Tuesday night from 8 on Phoenix 98 FM. Join us for the very best electronic synth delights with your host, Rob Harvey. With fun conversation and great music, classic artists and new legends, all available on Phoenix 98 FM. So, that's Synth City with Rob Harvey on Phoenix 98 FM.
Events guide sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now there's an open day and gardening day on Saturday the 18th of May at All Saints Church in Brentwood. Between 10 and 2pm, tea and cakes are available in the church. If you want to help clear brambles from the churchyards, please come dressed appropriately. Please note, toilets are not available at the church, and for more details you can have a look online.
Phoenix FM's events guide sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
It's fab to see so many of you loving the interview with Mark and Eddie there from Fairground Attraction. That is a fantastic brand new release, What's Wrong With The World. I'll be back with more after the news. Here it is, and yeah, see you in a sec.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. News.